So, as you know that LinkedIn is an absolutely great place where you can show your professional skills, gain visibility, demonstrate your credibility on different expertise, and also create valuable content and discuss within your industry's community. So, you're listening to the Vision Sutra podcast. Welcome to season 2, episode 3. Let's move forward into this episode as we will be discussing today all about LinkedIn. So, the first tip which should be on your list is, apart from any kind of header, any kind of intro, you should also be sure to make a detailed description of your work and academic experience, while your thoughts, your leadership, and everything will be highlighted in your content. But this area will serve as an evidence that you are in fact as credible as you say you are in your introduction. This will help you in bringing credibility and people will trust you even more. Make sure to use skills, endorsement, recommendation from the HR you have worked under to validate your expertise. Now, when people read about your insights, facts, your posts, your stories, you have noted or consumed your thought leadership content. They might also want to ensure that you are an actual expert in your field before taking your advice. So, LinkedIn provides a skill endorsement section and recommendations which aren't directly related to creating thought leadership content, but they will also help you to ensure that people will take your expert opinion seriously and will ask you. You have to list your items in the skill and endorsement section area, which will allow you to highlight your strengths you have expertise in, while also it will positively highlight your profile in search results, which is related to your particular industry. Aside from making your profile more searchable to this industry, endorsement from past colleagues you have worked with can also validate that you actually have the skill you have noted. This will become a visible endorsement or recommendation, which will show those views on your profile that you are trustworthy and have a solid track record as an employee in their company and have worked really greatly and diligently. Although you will still want to create valuable LinkedIn content to establish yourself as a thought leader, make sure to go for the right. Thirdly, make sure to connect with experts from all over the world. LinkedIn is a great platform to connect with CEO, HR of different companies. Connecting with colleagues and other experts in your industry will actually allow you to build your network and raise your connection number. But it will also allow you to follow up what they are doing and learn from their work and insights. All you need to do is dedicate a small amount of time each day to build your networking platform. Use different kind of blogs which will help you to understand this even more better. Tip number 4 is that you can use LinkedIn groups or comment to interact with your following members. Now, LinkedIn groups is a feature like Facebook groups and Instagram groups that allows professionals to create, manage, and post on group pages about a specific topics. Now, in this group, you might also see industry asking questions as well as professionals sharing their tips. It is all about engaging with people and discuss and giving advice. Communicating is these threads or creating your own post within a group related to industry can help you communicate efficiently with others who might be interested in your thoughts, and ultimately you can build more connections and followers. The last tip which we have for you in here is that make sure to publish long form of content or insights or thoughts related to your particular profession or industry. Now, aside from presenting your achievements and smaller updates which is related to your career, you cannot forget about the most important aspect of thought leadership, is sharing your thoughts in this platform. Your tips, your insights will actually fit well into a small post or update, so be sure to also publish blog posts about topics which is related to your industry on your profile. You can post through LinkedIn's unpublished feature or create and share a blog post from your own site. So, Hope these tips help you. Make sure to stay tuned for our new episode, which is going to come soon. Thank you so much for listening.